At 7:06, we have partly cloudy to cloudy skies, 52 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be sunny and breezy today with a high of 82, winds out of the south at 15, gusting to 30 miles per hour this afternoon. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. In Southwest Iowa news, three people were arrested Sunday night in Montgomery County. Sheriff's officials say 43-year-old Shelby Joanne Olivares was arrested at around 11:40 p.m. on a charge of aggravated domestic abuse assault. Olivares was taken into custody in the 100 block of East Maple Street in Red Oak by Red Oak Police. She was being held without bond in the Montgomery County Jail. Red Oak Police also arrested 33-year-old Dontar Turnell Lewis of Red Oak Sunday. He was taken into custody just after 10 p.m. on an active warrant out of Page County for harassment by communication. Lewis was brought to the Montgomery County Jail and later turned over to deputies with the Page County Sheriff's Department. 35-year-old Jamie Ryan Straw of Villisca was arrested just after 9:30 p.m. Sunday on charges of domestic assault, interference with official acts for resisting arrest, and criminal mischief in the third degree as the result of damage to a patrol car that amounted to $750. Straw was arrested following a domestic altercation in Villisca and brought to the Montgomery County Jail, where he was being held on $3,300 bond. Police in Red Oak report also the arrest late Sunday morning of 43-year-old Alan William Heath Pafford. Pafford, who's from Nottoway, was found to be operating a motor vehicle with an expired registration sticker on the license plate. An investigation revealed he was also barred from driving. Pafford was brought to the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $2,000 cash bond. Sheriff's officials in Montgomery County report the arrest Saturday evening of Charles A. Bradshaw from Clarinda. Bradshaw was charged with driving while barred after he was found to be operating a vehicle that was stopped for another incident. He was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on $2,000 bond. Two people were killed while another suffered minor injuries during a head-on collision Friday afternoon in Audubon County. The Iowa State Patrol says 82-year-old Harold Akers and his passenger, 79-year-old Doris Akers, both of Exira, died in the crash that happened at around 1:25 p.m. on Highway 44, about 4 miles east of Kimbleton. Officials say 42-year-old James Gibson of Panora was driving a 2012 Ford F-150 pickup that crossed the center line of the road and hit Akers' 2011 Chrysler head-on. Gibson was transported by Elkhorn Fire and Rescue to the Audubon County Hospital for treatment of minor injuries. The accident remained under investigation. Deputies from Audubon, Cass, and Shelby counties, along with the Audubon County Medical Examiner and Audubon County Attorney, assisted at the scene. A collection of Civil War-era artifacts has returned to its home at the DeSoto National Wildlife Refuge along the Missouri River. More than 250,000 artifacts from the Steamboat Bertrand Museum Collection were removed just before the 2011 flood and stored at a warehouse in Bellevue, Nebraska. The collection is an archaeological time capsule of 1865 America. Museum officials say the collection was inventoried and inspected, while the refuge and the collection's home, the DeSoto's Visitor Center, underwent major repairs over the last 2 years. And in state news, beginning tomorrow, uninsured Iowa residents can start using the new online marketplaces created under President Barack Obama's health care law to compare and buy health insurance plans. After years of debate and preparation, the consumer launch day of the biggest new social welfare program in a generation has arrived. About 264,000 Iowa residents were without insurance and could benefit. Just how many people will immediately participate, though, is unclear. While Iowa is not a state where political opponents of the law are trying to impede implementation, state officials say there is still work to be done to explain the law to the public. Not all the education, assistance, and marketing efforts will be fully ready in Iowa on day one. Iowa City Senator Joel Bolcom calls it a massive undertaking to educate Iowans. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News.